This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Massachusetts Senator John Kerry has taken command of the Democratic presidential race. Kerry won in 5 of the 7 states that held primaries or caucuses yesterday and finished respectably in the remaining 2. Kerry still faces weeks of testing by rivals such as North Carolina Senator John Edwards and retired General Wesley Clark, each of whom won a state yesterday. But solid wins from the Atlantic coast to the Midwest to the Southwest lent Kerry's campaign an aura of national appeal, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
For the 3rd week in a row, John Kerry stood in a hotel ballroom last night and celebrated victory. This time, instead of a single win in Iowa or New Hampshire, he could boast of carrying 5 states. At the last minute, hotel workers had to move a wall to accommodate the overflow crowd. And Kerry challenged Democrats everywhere to join his cross-country journey to reclaim America's spirit.
As I have traveled our extraordinary nation, I've listened to so many of you, from the snows of the heartland and of New England, to the sunshine of South Carolina, and may I say the wonderful sunshine of Arizona yesterday. And everywhere I have been, the people of our nation are determined to restore hope and to change the direction of our country.
Over the last week, Kerry visited all 7 states holding caucuses or primaries. He was rewarded with a first-place finish in Missouri, the day's biggest prize, and 4 other states. On his campaign plane yesterday, before the results were known, Kerry said he'd be elated with a strong second-place finish in South Carolina. He got that and later congratulated North Carolina Senator John Edwards for winning the state. Edwards and retired General Wesley Clark are looking to southern states where they could still topple Kerry in the weeks ahead. And former Vermont Governor Howard Dean is taking his hopes on Michigan and Washington this weekend and the Wisconsin primary on February 17th. The competition among Democrats has helped to energize all of the candidates. Kerry, a one-time Navy officer, isn't sitting on his lead.
As far as I'm concerned, it's full speed ahead, and we're not playing cautious here. We're playing to win this race, and if I'm rewarded with the nomination, I intend to take the fight right to George Bush. I have every day, and I will continue to.
Beating George Bush is the top concern for many Democrats, and a growing number of them now see Kerry as the candidate best positioned to do that. That wasn't always the case. Until this week, Mary Shantz of Tucson questioned whether Kerry had the passion to excite Democratic voters.
With the nation in the mood that it's in, you have to get someone who can get people up off the chair to get out and vote, and I was worried about that, but I'm hoping that he can do that.
Kerry won Shantz over at a spirited outdoor rally in Tucson on the eve of the primary. Since his wins in Iowa and New Hampshire, Kerry has gotten somewhat looser on the stump, and his barbs aimed at President Bush have gotten sharper. High school teacher Marcy Hutchison of Mesa, Arizona, thinks Kerry's old style was too senatorial, too stilted to connect with voters. Over the last few weeks, she thinks, he's found an authentic voice.
In Iowa, I don't know, the veterans coming out for him, him coming out from himself, being senatorial, being a real person, that made the difference for me.
Kerry is still not a spellbinding speaker, but his message is getting livelier, and the partisan crowds who turn out to hear him are getting rowdier.
Kerry! Kerry! Kerry!
In Spokane, Washington yesterday, Kerry did sound warmer as he took time to acknowledge a little girl in the audience and spoke fondly about windsurfing in local waters. When he turned his attention to President Bush, his familiar campaign message seemed revitalized by his enthusiastic audience.
We're here to say that we're tired of the cynicism. We're going to turn this country around from the radical direction George Bush is leading it.
The night before, Kerry spoke a quick phrase of Spanish as he addressed a Latino organization in Phoenix. But in general, he's refused to tailor his language to regional or ethnic audiences. Instead, Kerry has tried to appeal to voters everywhere with an inclusive blanket of jobs and security he calls mainstream American common sense. Kerry says he wants to prove that voters everywhere share a common direction. With a strong showing in 7 states, at least among Democrats, he's well on his way. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Seattle.